Kaiser Chiefs, they were not clinical.
They were just playing like headless chickens.
I don't think Kaiser Chiefs had a proper plan.
Lazarzwani is the one who killed himself there.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past weekend saw the second legs of the MTN 8 semi-finals take place. Saturday saw Orlando Pirates travel to the Peter Makaba Stadium to face Mamelodi Sundowns. The Buccaneers proved too strong for Masandawana, putting three goals past Ronwin Williams. Bucks victorious. Kaiser Chiefs travel to the Moses Mabhida Stadium, where they would have it all to do against AmaZulu if they were to proceed to the final. Poor shooting seemed to be the downfall of Chiefs. 11 shots, 0 on target and 0 goals. Chiefs knocked out by way of goal difference thanks to that away goal scored by Gabadinho Mahango in the first leg. Let's recap on what we asked you. Regarding Sundowns and Pirates, we wanted to know if you thought that this result was a long time coming, and why do you think Chiefs couldn't score? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
Sokola Duma's website has moved to a new digital stadium called SNL24.com. Register on SNL24.com and enjoy not just the soccer news, but you'll also get to comment on stories, view other comments, save articles to read later, access weather and traffic alerts for your area, and subscribe to newsletters. Go to www.snl24.com and sign up for free.
The game of AmaZulu and Kaiser Chiefs was going to be a hard game. Remember, AmaZulu, they had an away goal difference advantage as well. So it was not going to be easy for Kaiser Chiefs to score any goals this side. As we know, AmaZulu, they've got experienced players, especially when it comes to defensive football. Even the keeper, Zonomoto, that's the best keeper in our country as well. So it was not going to be easy, even though it doesn't result, which I predicted, a draw match. They were playing, especially, let's say the truth, they were playing for a draw. That's the result which they wanted. So it was going to be hard for Kaiser Chiefs to win that match. And the Pirates and the Masandawana game, it was a tricky game as well. As we know, Pirates are on good form as well. And when Masandawana, they played Pirates a lot of times, and now they were like winning most of the game against Pirates. So it was not going for it to be easy for Pirates to lose again, especially to Sundowns. I know Sundowns, they are a big team, but for the result, it was too big. It was still short, even until now. 3-0, I didn't expect that the game would be like 3-0. Yeah, but that's what it is. That's soccer.
I think Pirates' strategy was very simple. Especially after scoring the goal, they just sit back, wait for Sundowns to come to them, and then caught them on transition, and then they were clinical in front of goal. So the opportunity that they were getting, and then they put the ball inside the net. So with Chiefs, I think Chiefs, they were supposed to win the match here at home, and then I think that's their weakness coming to this AmaZulu match, especially at AmaZulu's home. AmaZulu, they came up with a simple strategy for we defend the goal that we already scored, because it was golden to them. Because if Chiefs don't score, and then they proceed to the final. So it was simple for them to protect their sole goal, and then they proceed to their final. So good luck to AmaZulu and Pirates.
I think Pirates deserve to win. Pirates deserve to beat Sundowns. And when it comes to the Chiefs, I was bet even in the first leg, we missed many chances in the first leg. So even yesterday, we failed to beat AmaZulu, and we didn't play well. And the boss didn't show any hunger to win the game.
I don't think Kaiser Chiefs had a proper plan and hunger going to the AmaZulu game. We didn't show much of the determination, dedication and discipline. We were supposed to be offensive, more offensive. In the first 10 or 15 minutes, we were supposed to be all over AmaZulu. But that was not the case. We were like reluctant in going forward that much, as if we respect the defense of AmaZulu. Having said that again, let me give credit to AmaZulu defense. They read our movements
very well. So they closed us down very quick, and our boys couldn't keep up with them. So that is why we couldn't score any goal. But the performance was not that bad, but because we needed to score and win the game or take the game maybe to penalties at least. But we couldn't do that because we couldn't score a goal. As for Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates continued where they left off on their second half of the first leg. So this was just to finish what they started on the second half at Orlando Stadium. So they played very well. Mamelodi Sundowns were sleepy at the back, and Orlando Pirates capitalized thanks to Saleng, the rising star. The boy is a marvel to watch, and he does only simple things. He just put the ball on his stronger foot, and then the rest is history. So congratulations to Orlando Pirates and AmaZulu for reaching the MTN 8 finals.
Kaizer Chiefs, they were not clinical. They need to learn to be patient when coming to scoring goals. They have to share the ball. If you can see, we have a lot of shots on target, but none of make Velimota to save or trouble Velimota. They need to learn how to pass each other when coming to attacking. So maybe it wasn't our day. Maybe it wasn't our. We just need to keep our heads up and focus on upcoming games. And for Sundowns and Pirates, for me, I wasn't expecting that from Pirates. Surely it is not me only, but I like the way that they played, the structure, the philosophy. They did play well. They were so compact, very united. So yeah, maybe they are favorites of this MTN 8. So, but may the best team win the MTN 8.
Njengoba iChiefs is fortunate, we supposed to have one gold. So I think it's only two, but akuphelele lapho. So it depends to amaphela yonke into structure sort of just that ukuthi I don't understand laba fana bafuna ukukhahlela bafuna ukukhahlela just that there's only one thing efanele bayenze bas focus kwa manye ma game. Let's hope ukuthi le game leyo baza win. That's my hope singalokho sisilwa nabo sibanikeza ichance. Mina ngiblame coach, ngiblame ama player. Whatever others when I begile phansi and we begile abatshela ukuthi badlale bona bayezenzela imfuzo. So I'm not gonna blame others when others when ubafakile labantu azange badlale ibhola ngesifuna ngakhona. Nakhona amaZulu they defend kakhulu ukuthi thina besidlala, it's just that ukuthi it defensive plays amaZulu. So, ilokho ngifuna ukusho.
Yey indaba eKaizer Chiefs ayo niyahlupha. Andiyazi. Kanti uThixo wazi andiyazi. I-approach yabo izolo ibibheda. Body language yabo ayingabantu nje bebefuna uwina. Kha bazixelele ngowina. Hayi, sele sikhabe kwanathi ngoku. Hayi, sele sikhabe. Kanti aba mani kathi but iChiefs ayibonakala izofuna ukuwina. Ayibonakala isiyanga. Iplayers zayo andiyazi.
I think Mazinchi need that in a striker coach, because he is the striker who has hold a ball. So I'm not sure about the ship, but how to hold the ball and then I will cab. But he has, and the question I see is, I think my article will serve over time. So we have need a woman to some ladies. Njengonangi ayazi bangaphumile umnangi kanti ukhona umuntu ozoshika ifana ndawo yakhe yebo. So andiyazi nizo zinto efunekayo ndibona funa yenziwa laphaya platini because umathi bazasizwa ndimbone ehamba yedwa ehlala yedwa pangeboni ke ngabanye abantu. So mhlawumbi angangena umnangi then akhona umntu omncedisa ngoku zasizwa unasike umathi yebo.
Chiefs didn't have any plan to win the game. They were just playing like headless chickens. So AmaZulu had a game plan. Their game plan was to cool down the tempo of the game, frustrate Chiefs for first 45 minutes so that Chiefs doesn't score first 45 minutes. And Chiefs play according to AmaZulu strength. So that's why Chiefs was zero shot on target, because Chiefs doesn't have a striker.
that Khalib guy is not a striker. He's not a striker, that guy. He only knows how to score penalties. That one, I can bet he can score 30 penalties for all the whole season. He can score all the penalties without missing. That one is confident. Then into Azwane, Aiko. We're going nowhere with this Azwane and these players. Nowhere. Chiefs will not win any cup. And then coming to the Pirates and Sundowns game, it was long coming. It was long coming. Sundowns this season is not the same Sundowns that we used to know. So Pirates has got the game plan. That coach here, Pirates, knows how to play big games and he knows how to win big games. So Pirates might end up taking this cup because he's the only team that will give Sundowns competition this season. So for Sundowns to lose, it's been long coming. It's been long coming. So Sundowns is not the same as Sundowns that played past five seasons back. They are struggling this season.
They did take this game simple because they thought maybe they're going to win. It's easy to win. So, but later on, they realized that, hey, this game is tough. They started to be serious. They was not serious like what I know they used to when they play. But suddenly, they realized that now time is running. So they started to shape up. Then they want to score. But that time, AmaZulu, there was power at the back there. They were trying to close at the back. When they got the ball, they go in front. And then our boys, they were trying to force to push in order that they can open them up. But they never managed. They tried to shoot the target. They go for the target, but they couldn't manage to score. So we did have some chances, but we never used those chances. We are waiting for now. We are going for a derby. We are going to see what's going to happen. But that it won't happen again. The mistake that we did, they won't do it again. Then we are looking for a win.
It was clear that Pirates came to that game with a mission not to give Sundowns that chance. They studied. They made their homework very well because they were able to study Mamelodi Sundowns from the previous game, the first leg. They studied Mamelodi Sundowns from there. And they took it from there. They capitalized on that. And then they applied their plan B, plan C, plan D. Well, when they got a chance, they utilized their chances. And the good thing that Pirates did, it was to deny Sundowns the spaces because they knew if they can allow Sundowns to come through the spaces, Sundowns was going to destroy them. So they made it a point that they close all the spaces not for Sundowns not to be able to penetrate through them, because we were able to see that Themba Zwane was not in the game. They made sure that Themba Zwane does not stand the chance, the free roll that he's used to. Then coming to Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu, the less said about that game, the better. Because it clearly showed that Arthur Zwane did not do his homework very well. I don't understand, as a coach, you saw that the first leg, you are already trailing by 2 goals. We can say it's a 2 goals because already AmaZulu came to the game with a goal difference, a goal advantage. So already you have to apply your rules very well that, guys, we are trailing by 2 goals to zero. So let us go, let us put our mindset, let us show that we are trailing. Let us not be so complacent. The way Kaizer Chiefs they were playing yesterday, they were playing as if they are leading. It's like they were leading. It's like they were up front with 3 goals or 2 goals ahead of AmaZulu. Imagine the whole 90 minutes, no shot at goal from Kaizer Chiefs' side. That tells you that the coach did not have any plan B or any plan C or any plan D towards that game. He saw that Dupree was out of form. From first minutes, from first half, Dupree, we lost the chat, the passes. Every ball that Dupree wanted to pass to his own players, he was passing to the opponents. He was always in the rush, not knowing and understanding what was he trying to apply his mind, his game onto it. But I really, Arthur Zwane, the game of Kaizer Chiefs and AmaZulu, Arthur Zwane is the one who killed himself there.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.